This is Charlottesville Insights with Jeff Gaffney, supported by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3 on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHV.
This is Jeff Gaffney of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3, and welcome to this week's episode of Charlottesville Insights. On this program, we love to talk about real estate and the quality of life in Central Virginia. You can check us out on the web at realestate3.com or visit our Facebook fan page, Charlottesville Insights. You can also follow me on Twitter. At Jeff Gaffney is my Twitter handle, and I'm putting out lots of tweets throughout the week that are interesting and pertaining to the real estate market. And today's show is brought to you in part by our good friends over at Movement Mortgage. Check out their website, movementmortgage.com. It's an extremely useful website, and you can get yourself pre-approved and actually buy your home and close on a home before the end of 2014. Make sure you check out Real Estate 3 TV. It's on every Sunday at 7 and 10 in the morning and also 11:30 at night. That's on Fox, ABC, and CBS. Well, today is another big Sunday in the fall real estate market. To shop for your new home, you can check out today's Daily Progress, where Real Estate 3 has a full-page ad with photos and directions to homes that are for sale and also our open houses today. And, of course, you can check out realestate3.com anytime to find your dream home. Well, today on the show, we have back with us Leonard Winslow. Leonard is the Senior Loan Officer over at Movement Mortgage. We're going to check in with Leonard about the fall real estate market, and we're going to start to get some predictions for 2015. But first, here's a quick look at this week's real estate headlines. First up, from the Housing Wire, mortgage rates fall further below 4%. Now, I know rates have moved around a little bit since then, but this week looks like rates are at or below 4%. We'll talk to Leonard about that. From the LA Times, we're going to drill down on this article during the show. What's keeping the housing market from reaching full potential? Some interesting input. We'll get into that article. Then we're going to check out from the Motley Fool, the number one important factor in selling your home fast. We'll leave you hanging on that. And lastly, from the Wall Street Journal, could a decline in medium new home size herald the return of entry-level builders? This is Charlottesville Insights. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with Leonard Winslow, Senior Loan Officer with Movement Mortgage. Please stay with us.
Hi, my name's Donna Patton. I'm a managing broker with Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3. I've lived in Central Virginia all my life. Been selling real estate for over 17 years. I know what it takes to get you the house you want. Visit me at DonnaSellsVirginia.com. Look for horse properties, residential, or land.
This is Jeff Gaffney of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3. Join us every Sunday at 11:30 on 107.5 FM for Charlottesville Insights.
Jeff Gaffney, Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3.
We really have a family culture. Our agents enjoy coming to work every day. They love Central Virginia and giving back to the community. And what better way than to help somebody call Central Virginia home? Check out our new website, realestate3.com. We just relaunched it recently, and there's all kinds of videos and great content for you.
Visit realestate3.com, realestate3.com.
Movement Mortgage LLC is an equal housing lender. NMLS 39179. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. 877-314-1499. Movement Mortgage LLC is licensed by the Virginia Bureau of Financial Institutions. MC 5112. Borrowers must qualify at closing for all benefits. Movement Mortgage is a registered trademark of Movement Mortgage LLC, a Delaware limited liability company.
This is Charlottesville Insights with Jeff Gaffney, supported by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3 on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHV.
Welcome back to Charlottesville Insights. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. With us on the program today is Senior Loan Officer from Movement Mortgage, Leonard Winslow. Back with us on the program, Leonard. Thanks for being with us.
Jeff, as always, it's a pleasure to serve you and the folks of Charlottesville.
Talk to us about mortgage rates. According to HousingWire, they've fallen. I guess they've come back up a little bit, but hovering around 4%?
They're hovering around 4%, maybe a little bit higher. But, you know, rates, they're still good. You know, whether they're 4%, 3%, whatever, it's time to buy. Don't let the rates or the hope of rates going down further deter you from buying. You know, because they're going to go up a lot quicker than they're going to come down. So, you know, rates right now are still at all-time lows. Get out there and buy a house.
Yeah, and if nothing else, just for fun, call Leonard or email Leonard and ask him to run a payment. You will be shocked at what a payment on a $200,000 or a $300,000 or $400,000 home is. It's fun to just check in with you and use today's interest rates and figure out what that payment is. Of course, you can do that with a snap of the finger.
Well, you can do that, or you can just go on the website if you don't want to chat. And we've got payment calculators right there. But don't forget, include the taxes and insurance on the loan.
Right. In some cases, PMI.
And that's right.
Okay, so rates are still great. Let's talk about this article from the LA Times. What's keeping the housing market from reaching full potential? All right, so this article is picking on the millennials. And for our listeners, we've talked about the millennials almost all year. That's the age group today of about 18 to 34. It's a generation that's larger than even the baby boomers by several million. And it's the group, you know, that's either, you know, in college or right out of college or, you know, up to, you know, of course, 34. But that group, that generation is not buying as much as they have in the past. And we've talked about that on this show a whole heck of a lot. Reasons for that. Everybody agrees. The student loan situation has gotten out of hand.
Debt in general.
So we have that. We have the uncertainty of jobs for the millennials coming out of college. If they have a job, they might be a little underemployed in some cases, but there's not that certainty. That's what the surveys say. And then, of course, what we're hearing is that a large number of adults now are either living with mom and dad or living with friends. It's an all-time high. It says from Zillow says that 32% of adults are now living with someone. So that's the bad news. The good news, when you look at the other side of that, is they call that pent-up demand, that there is 5 million households that are ready to explode at some point onto the market.
Well, you know, I think a lot of problems today with the millennials is I think it's more the uncertainty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where are they going to be going? You know, they're really probably more transient than they have been in the past.
Yes.
Because they're looking, their jobs are moving. They might be in one spot for a year or two, and then they're looking for that move-up position. And they're hearing things on the radio. If you're going to move within a certain period of time, you shouldn't be buying. So I think it's probably they're listening to the wrong information versus going to a professional and talking it through to see if it really does make sense or it doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing about millennials is that we're hearing is that because in some cases their parents struggled with housing, either there's obviously a lot of Americans who have gone through foreclosures or short sales or distressed real estate, had to deal with that. And so some of the millennials are not as fascinated as you and I were with real estate as we came out of college.
Well, I think in a lot of cases when we talk about credit and savings and buying, you know, a lot of people mimic what their parents have done or what they have gone through. And if the parents have had a very bad experience for whatever reason, these days it's mainly, you know, being upside down on a mortgage. They've got that fear. There's a lot of fear from that family. And so that's probably going to keep them out of it versus where it doesn't have to be that way. Because if you buy right now, the prices have come down. We're off the bubble. The rates are good. And they're going to learn from what their parents did or didn't do and go forward in a positive fashion.
We're talking with Leonard Winslow, Senior Loan Officer at Movement Mortgage. We're talking about the article from the LA Times, what's keeping the housing market from reaching full potential? And millennials, of course, again, that is the age group 18 to 34-year-olds, first-time home buyers, are not buying homes as much as they did in previous years. It's historically, first-time home buyers have been 40% of the real estate market, and that number has dropped now, according to the National Association of Realtors, is down around 30%. So there's a significant drop-off. We were just talking about those reasons, but according to this article, you have millennials, but you also, according to the LA Times, builders are to blame because they are not producing enough homes to meet demand. We'll give you some building numbers, national numbers, just to put this in context, and then we'll get your take on this. So at the peak of the housing market, we like to remember those days. Gosh, it's a long time ago now. It's almost 10 years ago, really. I mean, 2004, 2005. Nationally, there was about 2 million homes that were built a year. During the darkest part of the real estate market, that number crashed all the way down to about 500,000. I mean, it dropped like a rock. This year, there will be 990,000 units built. So you have a significant uptick from the bottom.
Right.
But according to most economists, you need about 1.4 million in construction, another 500,000 homes to be built to meet demand. And Mark Zandi is quoted in this article. He's the chief economist at Moody's Analytics, and he gets quoted frequently. He says that there should be 1.7 million homes to meet demand in a normal year, if this was a normal year. And, of course, you know, now we start saying, well, this is not a normal year. And the thing that makes it not normal is this part about, I think, the millennials sitting it out. And then this is where I turn to you. There's a perception that it's much more difficult to get a loan today.
And that's, yes, is it more difficult than back in 2004, 2005? Absolutely. But it's more sound underwriting criteria. So the folks, we're making sure the folks are going to have the ability to repay that mortgage. It goes back to when I got in the business 27, 28 years ago. That's how we're underwriting today, but with the technology that does make it easier. So people that are saying it's too difficult, they're wrong. It's just more sound.
Mm-hmm.
And the documentation, the questions, they're invasive. But that's what the government has said with the Dodd-Frank Act, that we have to make sure the purchasers have the ability to repay.
Speaking of Dodd-Frank, I think that some of the downside of the Dodd-Frank Act, I believe, is that it made it much more difficult for banks to lend money to small builders, because the small builder to build a speculative home became a loan. It became a risk that a lot of banks did not want to take on.
You know, I'm not sure if Dodd-Frank actually enters into that realm, or if it's just the Treasury or the Banking Commission saying you need to tighten up your guidelines.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a bleed over, if anything else, that banks' portfolios have to be a little more solid. And so a smaller builder that's not as well capitalized is going to have a harder time. They're going to look more at what is your ability to repay,
right?
You know, those loans or things like that.
Well, whether it was Dodd-Frank, whatever, the current lending climate, I'm going to say it's almost impossible for a small builder today to build a speculative home. That's why
I agree with you on
that. When you
Absolutely.
Ride out around town, you don't see any spec
homes.
No,
you don't. No.
Everything is to be built. The new builder's model is to build a model and then pre-sell off of that. And so the only thing that I'm bringing up about this article is that they're talking about builders aren't building. Well, that flows back to lenders aren't lending to the builders.
That's true. And then it goes back further than that the buyers aren't coming in because they have other fears So we get into a snowball.
Right.
And we've got to stop the snowball.
I want to talk more about that after the break. This is Charlottesville Insights. We're talking with Leonard Winslow. We're going to be right back talking about what's keeping the housing market from reaching full potential. We'll be right back in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Pat Jensen, the manager for Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 329 North office. I've pretty much grown up here in the Charlottesville area and love Central Virginia. My son Chris works with me, and we enjoy helping people find the right home. We love it when the magic happens. You can reach us at charlottesvillelife.com or call 242-1554.
This is Jeff Gaffney of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3. Join us every Sunday at 11:30 on 107.5 FM for Charlottesville Insights.
Jeff Gaffney, Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3.
We really have a family culture. Our agents enjoy coming to work every day. They love Central Virginia and giving back to the community. And what better way than to help somebody call Central Virginia home? Check out our new website, realestate3.com. We just relaunched it recently, and there's all kinds of videos and great content for you.
Visit realestate3.com. Realestate3.com.
This is Jay Callagher, Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Stonehouse. I am absolutely thrilled to be leading the sales and marketing efforts in Belvedere, as well as other exceptional new construction neighborhoods around town. For assistance with any residential and commercial needs in these or other great locations around town, please call me at 434-962-4613 or visit the Stonehouse website at stonehouse.net.
This is Jeff Gaffney of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3. Join us every Sunday at 11:30 on 107.5 FM. For Charlottesville Insights.
This is Charlottesville Insights with Jeff Gaffney, supported by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3 on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHV.
Welcome back to Charlottesville Insights. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. We're talking with Leonard Winslow today. He's the senior loan officer over at Movement Mortgage. The article that we are pounding down on is from the LA Times. It's What's Keeping the Housing Market from Reaching Full Potential. And so, Leonard, just to summarize where we were, in this article they mentioned the millennials not buying, and that the millennials are in the first-time homebuyers are down to their lowest rate in over a decade, being about 30% of the market, and the norm is 40%. So you'll have millennials slow to pull the trigger. You have builders that are not producing to meet demand, according to this article. But what I want to, how I want to tie those two together is that the NAR, National Association of Realtors economist Lawrence Yun, says that builders need to build another 500,000 units. So we're on to the builder thing. Builders need to build another 500,000 units just to open up inventory. And his theory is that the millennials, they like to buy, rather than a to-be-built, they like to buy an existing product. And so that's where this all kind of swings back around. Well, I'm sure the builders would love to build, but the lenders aren't lending. And I know this is dangerous talking to a lender on the show.
Well, but then again, no, I don't mind this question at all. It's always been one of those things, you've got to start somewhere, mm-hmm. and you can't start at the top. We've got to start with the first-time buyers, so whatever product is out there, whether it be new construction or existing construction, that first-time buyer, the millennials, need to come in and buy their starter homes versus jumping to the ending home. So if we get the starter home sold,
yes.
then those people move up.
Right, it moves up.
And it moves all the way
yes.
around.
Yes.
So the product that the builders need to maybe produce a little bit more of, and this comes back to the price of land and cost of materials and things like that, is more of the true, I'm going to say, starter home, mm-hmm. whether it's in the Charlottesville market or the D.C. market or wherever nationally, they need to position, don't go for the big bang in profit, go with make up the profit with the number of units.
All right, let me try to tie something else together with this. Wall Street Journal had an article this week, and the article was, could the decline in median new home size herald the return of entry-level builders? The gist of this article was that you're starting to see some builders nationally build smaller homes.
Mm-hmm.
The average size dropped a little bit from like 2,500 square feet down to 2,400 square feet. But what jumped out at me in this article was Dobson Homes, which does not build in this area. They have found a pocket of activity. They're building a product of homes called their Express Homes, which are homes under 200,000, and they're flying off the shelf.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Now, here's
the price range.
Okay, but let me. Now I'm going to hit you with this. I'm going to hit you with the reality of the Albemarle County marketplace. Albemarle County, today, if you are a builder and you want to build something under 300,000, not even 200, under 300,000, you're almost forced, almost entirely to build townhome product. Mm-hmm. Let me go a little bit further. As a result of the Albemarle County growth management strategy, which says they're trying to maximize the density in the growth area in order to preserve the rural area. And that's why you have, when you go around and look at a lot of the new home communities today, you see lots and lots of townhomes. That is the density that they're looking for. But it's not necessarily, I think there's certainly a vibrant townhome market, but it sure would be nice if we could build some single family homes in Albemarle County again under 300,000.
I agree with you, Jeff. I mean, again, the county's got something to do with that, through either proffers where they have to build so many units, and they can get more units per acre by doing the townhome versus, having the little larger lot size. So it's a really hard balancing act, because if you build more units, you can come in at a lower price because your price per square foot, when you take the land into consideration, is lower. But what are we going to do to get, or what incentives can be made to have those first-time buyers step up to the plate? They may want more elbow room.
Right.
That's the change is really in the makeup of those first time buyers. We've got to determine what that is and then find a product that might meet it.
That's a good point, because we're talking about single family homes, and yet when you look at the profile of millennials, they don't want, in general, the millennials are not looking for the $250,000 house out on an acre home site 20 miles from Charlottesville. They want walkability.
Well, no, you're right, because my son lived right around the corner from the radio station, and he and his roommate, who's a teacher in Albemarle County, and he works for one of the contractors here in town, they wanted to move downtown.
Yep.
Because they wanted to be able to walk down to the mall.
Yes, a vibrant social life, vibrant
exactly.
nightlife.
Exactly.
It's things to do, lots to do, and without a car.
Right. That's right.
And so that is interesting, but unfortunately what you're seeing is that for millennials looking for that particular product, that throws them primarily into the rental category. Now, there
That's
are
right.
some condos. I know there are realtors that will call the show and say, well, don't forget about the condos. There are lots of nice condos that you can also buy under $300,000.
That's true. But then we get into the financing.
That's where I was going.
because a lot of those condos have high occupancy
yes.
rates of investment properties, we run into a whole different category. The millennials don't have 20% down. If you've got 20% down and you want to buy a condo, I can sharpen my pencil and probably get
right.
you in there with no
yeah.
problem. But if you're putting 5% down, which is, or an FHA loan with 3.5%, that's where the problem comes back to.
We're talking with Leonard Winslow, Senior Loan Officer at Movement Mortgage, and we are solving completely all the issues with housing today. I think we have sort of hit the nail on the head, though. If you really wanted to open up the pipeline for millennials to buy, we have to provide a better financing vehicle for them to buy what I think you and I are deciding, that they want to buy a condo near the downtown mall.
Right.
But in order to do that today, you can't get conventional financing, right? That's right where you were.
Yeah, basically that's about the nut in the shell. So something's got to happen from where these loans are ending up, which is the secondary market. Those guidelines need to be changed a little bit. If the association for the condominium is solid financially, then the investor concentration really shouldn't matter because, you know, they're paying their association dues. There's monies in the coffers for repairs and everything else. But that's out of my pay grade and your pay grade.
Yes,
that's got to come from way on up.
Yes, it is. Let me ask you, for any of our listeners now who are really kind of tuning in to the good prices that we've been preaching, that the prices are good, rates are fantastic, a first-time home buyer wants to buy a home today, what do they need to do? How do they need to prepare when they come see you, the mortgage lender?
What they need to do is have 2 years tax returns, W-2s. If they're right out of school, say a nurse that is a nurse now, bring your diploma and transcript, 2 months bank statements. If there's been any ghosts in the closet, such as a credit issue, have a little explanation already prepared. That's always very helpful. If there's a divorce, separation, or bankruptcy, the documents surrounding those. And know who you pay your bills to. And bills we're talking about are credit cards, student loans, car loans, things of that nature. We don't really care about cell phone bills, insurance bills, and those things. But the more importantly is to go see the lender early, because if you have had a credit issue or you don't have any credit, then that lender will be able to tell you what you need to do to get prepared and get you into the pipeline.
Okay.
That's half my job right there.
Well, what if our listeners, and we come across this pretty frequently today, they have some credit issues. They're a little embarrassed about it. Can they come to you confidentially and have you just kind of counsel them on how to take the baby steps towards getting into a home?
Absolutely. Everything we do is confidential. I will talk to them on whatever level they want me to do. I'll be a cheerleader. I'll give them a swift kick.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it takes to get them going in the right direction. But ultimately, they are the ones that have to pick themselves up. But they can also, if they don't want to go to a lender, they can go to Piedmont Housing Agency, and they'll more than happy to be able to counsel them and put them also in the right direction.
Well, I'm going to just give you a plug, Leonard, because you are more than a senior loan officer. You're also, you've got a teacher quality about you, and so I want you to throw your number out there for anybody who's listening, because the great thing about Leonard is that he wants to help you with your financing, but he also wants to teach you and kind of show you the path that's best for you. And if it's not the best situation for you to purchase, if it's better for you right now to keep on running, that's the great thing about you is I know you'll be honest. So let's toss your number out there for any of our listeners.
My number direct is 434-760-2580. Or you can reach me at Leonard, LEONARD, dot Winslow, WINSLOW, at movementmortgage.com. Or just Google me Google Leonard Winslow, and you'll find me in Charlottesville at Movement Mortgage.
You do a great job, and you're always available, and your clients, you always have a happy ending with Leonard. You know what? This is the Leonard Winslow Show today.
Well, I thank you, Jeff.
Yeah, I mean, I am proud to have you as a partner on this. Now, before we go, we're almost done. I want to touch on the Motley Fool article, and we're running out of time. The number one most important factor in selling your home fast today, you know what it is. What is
wait
it?
Wait a minute. I got this one. Price.
Price it right. And again, for any of our listeners that are trying to sell their home, thinking about selling their home, ask the question, what's the price to sell my home in the next 30 days? That's the number that you need to zero in on. This is Charlottesville Insights. Thank you so much for joining us today. We'll see you next week. Check out movementmortgage.com if you get a chance. Have a great Sunday.